Hey, it's Craig here, episode 249 of the podcast. Hope you're all well, wherever you are. Coming live today, I've got Denny Fleming back with us. And we're going to have a good chat, but we're on a walk today. So if I'm huffing and puffing, we're on a long stretch. I think it's a couple of k's uphill, but you know, anyway, Denny's going fine. So if you haven't listened to any of the episodes with Denny, please go back and listen part one and follow the story. We're going to have and keep this going, these interviews or just discussions with Denny. It's good fun. But last time we chatted, Denny was just about to undergo chemo. So we'll have a chat about that and we'll have a chat about other things because first time we've heard him this year, 2024. How are you, mate?
Good, Craig. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm going good. Are you coping okay with this walk?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. Yeah.
Doesn't say much about me, does it, that that you're the one that is apparently sick. You don't look sick. But yeah. So tell us your experience undergoing chemo. How has it been?
Mate, it hasn't been too bad at all, I have to say. It hasn't been too bad at all. You know, I've kept my appetite up. The only thing I've noticed, apart from being tired, is for about 2 weeks or so after chemo, I'm a little bit reactive, which I don't like, but...
Okay, reactive? What?
A little bit cranky.
Okay.
Yeah, not meaning to be, just, yeah, short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. How did you recognize that?
Just the way I responded.
Yeah, okay.
People very close to me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, just short.
Okay.
Yeah, and I did. I hated it.
All right, but I suppose a lot of people might have gone through the process of chemo, but more haven't. So you've still got your hair.
Yeah.
Still got your hair. It's all going good. You've had, I think, 2 to 3 bouts of it so far. But is it painful at all when you have?
No. When I get it, no, not at all. Not at all. It's just a long time sitting in a chair. I'm there for sometimes 3.5 hours, but it's not painful at all.
So 3.5 hours, you're sitting in a chair.
Yeah.
You're hooked up to a drip.
And they run the chemical through me and that's it.
Do you feel it going in or?
Yeah, you can feel it, yeah.
Okay, but not painful?
Nah, not at all, yeah. Not for me, anyway, yeah.
All right, and what about your preparation for chemo?
I did a 2-day fast before the second one.
Yeah, now that's interesting. Yeah. And look, you know, as always, when you listen to this, there's no medical advice that we're giving at all, okay? This is purely, and if you are in this situation, go and ask your medical professional. But we, you know, when Denny was going into chemo, and Denny does fast often, you know, we had a look at some of the research. And when I talk research, I'm not talking YouTube or Google or anything like that. I'm talking about published medical research and looking at preparation for chemo. And there is some evidence about fasting before going in to chemo. What actually do the doctors, do they say anything to you in the preparation, what you should do?
No, they just say there is some studies that, you know, say positive things about it, but it's not, they don't back it.
Okay, so it's not protocol.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we discussed that and it fitted in with Denny's normal regime. And so he fasted a couple of days, 48 hours, before chemo. And then we spoke about eating straight afterwards, and you did that?
Yeah, I did that. I went against my plan. Like, I didn't prepare. I wanted to prepare and have all my food ready, but once again, on the way home, I got pies and sausage rolls, which wasn't good.
I think you deserved it. But has it impacted your sleep at all?
No, No, it's made me more tired, that's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, not at all. It's made me more tired.
Now, okay, so a couple of things that we monitor with Denny is that his weight stays the same, and that's been consistent.
Yeah, it's been sweet, yeah.
Exercise-wise, we've just started really focusing on a good plan where there's strength training, and you did strength training this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he loves to walk. So Dan loves to walk, and we're up about 60, 70 Ks a week walking, and that's what I'm doing now. So Denny, actually, what he did today was strength training in the morning, did a recovery session at our wellbeing home, which was massage, sauna into ice bath. And now we're actually walking back to Denny's house. And by the time we get back, it's going to be around that 12 kilometers. But we've just had a lovely walk. You want to explain where we just came through?
Oh, I came through the national park and it was just beautiful.
Yeah.
Just lovely. Yeah.
It's incredible how important nature is. That, you know, in the urbanization of the world, often we get away from the green and we need it. We actually need it as humans to be out in nature. And we're very fortunate near my place and actually all the area we live in, there's so much national park. And we can go into these forests, basically, or the bush if you're Australian, and just walk through. And we're lucky today. It's only about 28 degrees, so the temperature's good, and it's really enjoyable. We're out now on the other side of the park. So tell me, what is it about walking you like?
I love the me time.
Yeah,
and I love thinking.
So I'm killing that today because you got my stupid voice with you.
No, I'm enjoying it. Love it. You just think about things and yeah.
Yeah, okay. What's the main thing you think about?
Whatever's on my mind at the time. Yeah. Like at the moment, just setting goals still.
Yeah.
Still, I want to set goals, little goals.
And this is what, this was a really great chat. I actually did a podcast the other week about purpose, and that really came from Denny about even like in this situation he's in. And again, I can't stress enough the more I think about it that we've all got a life expectancy. All right, so Denny's been told what his is, but who knows, is that true or, you know, or whatever happens. But we've all got that. And we all have to have purpose and we all have to have goals. And Denny was talking about his purpose. And we've got a couple of things that we're working on. We're not going to publicize it yet. But in next little period, we'll be talking about it a bit more. About something that's really important to Denny and about his purpose. But tell me, because you spoke about you're not doing as much boxing coaching.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell me about the dangers of that, like what you thought.
Well, because I'm not doing as much now, I need to come up with something positive I can do that's gonna fill that void. So, and that's when I started walking. I've just been thinking, and even when I came up with an idea that we'll talk about at a later date when I was sitting in chemo.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an incredible idea. I got this text out of the blue about what something Denny said, and I thought, yeah, let's make that happen. And but we'll chat about that another time. But yeah, if I mean. Like we're a little bit into 2024, and obviously New Year's Eve's one for goal setting. A lot of the time we do that, and then maybe by this time, those goals that you had are gone to the wayside. It's really finding your purpose, and sometimes you just need something to kickstart that. I heard my son and son-in-law chatting the other day about something. Have you heard this thing, 75 hard or something?
I think I have. I don't know what it is, but it sounds familiar.
Yeah, well, I haven't. Anyway, it's something, they explained it to me. 75 days of forming certain habits. And look, some of it didn't make... Most of it was pretty good, actually, if you were able to do it. And if you stopped, you got to start again, and you do it with your mates, and that always works well. If you've got some habits involving friends in it, that always works better, okay? Because if it's just you, and your idea is that you're going to run every day, it's easy just to stop if it's just you.
Yeah.
But if there's a few of you in a group, whether it's a WhatsApp group or some community group or whatever, and what they've found also is if you actually say, okay, we're all going to put in $100, not to give it to the winner, but if you stop, you lose it. See, we don't like losing money.
Yeah, yeah.
We all like winning money, but losing money is worse. So if there's some consequence, it can work really well. So I'm not sure about 75 hard. I don't know what it is. The guys just told me the other day, but it's good enough for them to start it. And also they told me about some people getting great results, losing weight and blah, blah, blah. But maybe I need to come up with something like that. I don't know what we'd call it. But if it changes and you're looking for purpose, like if we don't have purpose, Dan, what happens?
Oh, idle time's not good. That's my
periods,
fear.
You had periods in your life when that's been the case?
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of, we all have. It's just, it doesn't work well for me.
Yeah.
So I've got to, have something to have a goal set to achieve.
Yeah, and...
Even something just tiny.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you've got too much time on your hands, then our problems start to take over our living.
Yeah.
And then the other thing we were chatting about, like on this walk, is if you're out, like work. I wrote something a fair while ago just about this. You know, we talk work-life balance. I'm not really into that. What I think it is more a balance of life. So life balance. And when you can make what you do, the ultimate goal is when what you make, what you do for a living is part of your life or part of your mission or part of your purpose, then that's joy.
Yeah.
That's the
kicking goals.
That is exactly where we want to be.
Yeah.
Now I get it if you're at a certain stage in your life and go, yeah, Craig, that's all well and good, but I got to pay the bills and, you know, I want, this is my purpose, but that's not going to pay the bills. 100% I get that. But if you have something that pays the bills and it's not your greatest love, but then what your greatest love is, you start on the side, and that might be that your greatest love is to work at the local church or to do gardening or to help people do something. And even if you're not earning income at the first, or it might be like, in my instance, it was like, you know, I want to be involved in soccer or football. So I've got to do something that pays the bills. I start chipping away at doing that, doing a little bit more, and then it takes over, and then that can be my life.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah, I found I coached better when I was labouring during the day. And then and then at the end of the day, I'd look forward to coaching.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Because if you're just coaching, you'd be thinking, how am I paying the bills?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a really great example. So, yeah, press that. So we're crossing roads and I'm notorious for getting... Luckily, I haven't been run over yet. But, and that's right. So if you're out there now and you're in your job and it's killing you, don't let it kill you. Life's too short for that. But then you've got responsibilities. Firstly, you've got to assess those responsibilities and see, do you have to have those responsibilities? You know, we all might want to live in the couple of million buck house, but why? Or you want to have that fast car, why? And they're questions, by the way, I ask myself, because I've been caught in that. But if your responsibilities are stopping you living a life of purpose, then that's something you don't want to go to the grave with, eh?
Yeah, exactly. Well said, yeah.
So I think often we're not living our best life because we've created too many responsibilities to stop us doing what we love. So in saying that, I don't know anyone's personal situation, but start thinking, what's going to get you really up in the morning? What gives you that spark? What gives you that joy? Like, I know today I was excited to jump up and because I knew Denny was coming for recovery and then we were going to do this walk. And so that inspires me. Okay, so think about the last time you were inspired by what you're doing or in your life or when you really had that joy. Okay, and if it's been a long time, think about what is going to do it. I'm not saying give up your day job, but I'm saying let's work towards something that really is your mission. And like I always say, the world won't be a perfect place until every little piece of the puzzle, which is every one of us, is living the reason why we're meant to be here. I don't know. What do you think?
Definitely.
No, it's okay. That's a big hill. Yeah. But anyway, but it is true. You know, as much as possible. But otherwise, Dan, a lot of people want to know, how are you feeling? You know, you had you've gone through the chemo and stuff like that. But just in general, because from my observations, you're looking really well, and seem to be feeling well.
Yeah, mentally, I'm good. I'm really good mentally, and the issues I have, you know, like they're not holding me back.
So yeah, okay.
So they're not holding me back. They're not stopping me at this point. So everything's going well.
Okay. All right, and excellent. And you're sleeping well?
Sleeping better than ever.
Okay, and that's a really important part for anyone out there sleeping. Eating's on track, and obviously at the moment we've got the exercise. So
holding my weight.
Yeah. that's a big one. Holding weight. Trying to increase some lean muscle mass with the strength training. Look, Denny's doing everything he can to be in the best health possible so he can do what he wants to do. And I challenge all of us to do exactly the same. Because if you're not, you're not being fair to yourself, fair to those ones around you, and fair to your, you know, really to your loved ones. So have a think about that. Dan, anything else? You've got a doctor's appointment tomorrow, so we'll find out a bit more about that.
Yeah, I'll hit him with some questions tomorrow regarding what the goal that I've set.
Yeah.
See, get his opinion on that. Just keep living.
Keep living. And that's and just before I go, I just thought of something. You know, don't waste away Monday to Friday just to think that you can live on Saturday and Sunday. You know, we want to live 7 days a week, you know, so let's make the most of it. Even if you're in that job that's grinding you down, that you've got a boss that's grinding you down, don't let it take any time away from before you're at work and after you're at work. So you still got time then. And one of the best things to do is just to get out and be outdoors as much as it possibly can, like us. But anyway, we'll be chatting to Denny again soon. As always, thank you if you've got any questions. But really, let's all go and try and make the world a better place.